Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am here with KCB, and in this week's episode, we are going to go over our weekly toasts and roasts as usual, and I'm a little bit behind, but I am going to go through my little bucket list of 27 things I want to do this year as a 27-year-old, and I thought it would be fun. I've done this a couple times on the podcast throughout the years. We did one for Casey before. I did it a couple years ago, and I didn't get a lot of the stuff done, and then COVID happened, and I didn't do one last year because I was just too bummed and discouraged from the year before, but this year, I feel like I'm going to be able to do a lot of the things on my list. But before we get into that, do you want to do a toast, a roast? What would you like to share? Also, before we get into that, one thing, this has kind of turned into a twice a month, every other week kind of podcast instead of a weekly podcast. It was not exactly on purpose, but it's kind of working out that way because we have been going through just health issues. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know. And then last week we recorded. I was like, we got to get this done. We got to record. Recorded, put up the audio. Maybe you guys downloaded it and there was no audio there. And I'm so mad about it.
I was really disappointed. It was a gem.
I just can't even believe it. It was a super quick episode, but still, I'm like, where did it go? Where is the audio? So yeah, that's what's happening. So you guys might be seeing this podcast weekly or bi-weekly. You're just gonna have to stay tuned and see, but it will keep being on Fridays because that's easy for me. So if you're looking for more content, check out Pish Posh Pages, my book podcast. I got really busy on that one. I did 3 podcast episodes for that one this week, so lots of content over there. Anyways, Casey, sorry, I went on a little tangent there, but
oh, you're fine.
What would you like to share first, a toast or a roast?
I'd like to toast the just amazing haircut you gave me.
Oh my gosh.
My hair is getting kind of out of control. And Lindsay, she...
It's definitely out of control now.
It's real out of control, but in a controlled way.
So your hair was really long and crazy, and I like it when it's long, and I didn't want to cut it, because every time you've ever cut your hair, you just buzz it all off. And you look like a completely different person with your hair when you buzz it. And it looks fine when it's buzzed, and I'm sure you'll buzz it in the summertime or whatever. I don't know, I'm worried. We gotta figure out how long it takes to grow with the wedding and all that stuff. But I went to Target because I'm like, okay, we'll just try to cut it at home. And you're a guy, you don't really care. And if it turns out like really bad, then you can buzz it. But let's try cutting it first. Try giving you a trim. And so I go to Target to try to find some scissors for hair cutting. They had none. I was in, and this was one of the trips to Target where I was like, I'm just going to run in really quick, grab a couple things. And then when I got to Target, of course, I'm like, well, Casey's sitting in the car, so I'm going to go look at the clothes. I'm just going to wander around a little bit. It was quite nice, actually. Didn't buy any clothes. But then I'm like in the... And Target has a nice section for hair, makeup, all that kind of stuff. And so I'm in the man hair section. And all that they have are, like, face trimming stuff. Like, beard trimming stuff. And then they had the Manscaped there for manscaping your body. And I'm just looking for, like, scissors. They had no scissors. No, like, hair cutting scissors. And I'm like, I didn't want to stop and go somewhere else. I didn't really want to go to Ulta or like the Sally's hair shop or whatever, because I'd walk in and try to find the scissors, and like I also don't know what I'm doing, where people there, like, they actually know what they're doing. So I ended up buying scissors from the craft aisle.
Left-handed safety scissors.
No, they're not safety scissors. They're just
Yeah.
regular, like, they, and I cut your hair and it turned out okay.
Yeah.
And now you have a mullet.
Now I have a mullet. Yes.
I love it. It's so cute.
Sheila asked me today if I finished cutting my hair. I said, nope. I was wearing my hood.
It looks good. I don't like that your mom doesn't like it.
Yeah.
She has to get over
She can
it.
figure it out. It's all right.
Everyone else likes it.
Yeah, I mean,
It still looks a little crazy, but I think it looks good.
yeah, I like it because I don't have hair in my eyes. And that's nice.
Do you feel silly?
A little bit. A
It's
little
a
bit.
little
It's a
silly.
little silly.
It looks good though. It really doesn't look that crazy. It seems like it would look crazy, but it doesn't look that crazy.
I already look crazy enough, so I mean it just blends in.
But that's your toast, is your haircut?
Yep, that'd be my toast.
Wow,
That
thank
amazing
you.
haircut you gave me.
My toast. I don't know what my toast is. Probably just plain. I think this was my toast last week when it didn't record. Did I talk about Jeopardy last week or
I
was it
think you
before
did.
that? Hopefully it was last week. Otherwise, I don't know. Whatever. We've been watching the college tournament for Jeopardy and competing, and it's been really fun. And we've also been playing Mario and competing, and that's also been fun. And this weekend, I was winning at Mario, and that never happens. I never win at anything. Casey always wins, and I was winning, and it felt so good. But then we played last night, and I lost, so then I got mad.
You won overall.
No, I don't think so. Did I?
Yeah, you beat me.
Well, I'm kind of a sore
It was
loser.
just closer.
I'm very
It was
competitive.
just closer. It was 3-2 instead of 4-1.
Yeah, well.
Oh, that was
what's
actually my roast. That you're just been beating the shit out of me.
that's your roast?
At Mario.
Really? That's your
Yes, that's
roast?
my roast. Not a whole lot of bad things have happened to me, I guess, in the past week.
That's good.
Except for just being destroyed. Then Wisconsin losing in basketball. That was real sad.
Oh yeah, that was
I was
bad.
upset.
Yeah, March Madness. What a time to be alive. Okay, people need to tell me this. I don't know. People rarely message me while they're listening to the podcast, but sometimes they do. And I need to know if I'm making this up or if this actually happened. So, years ago, I don't know how many years, but there was definitely like there when you're in a sports season, there's like TV commercials, whether it's like from like if we're talking about like football season, it's like the college football playoff will have like a tagline, or the NFL will have a tagline, or your specific team has a tagline. So there's definitely stuff. I don't remember if it was ESPN. I don't know if it was the NCAA. I don't think it was the NCAA. I don't know who it was, but during March Madness, I swear there was a, I don't even know if you can call it a campaign, but it was like a campaign. It was like a slogan. And there would be like craziness happening. Like people would be like at their office desk and they'd be watching the game and they'd be like doing something that they weren't supposed to be doing. And then at the end of the commercial, it would say, "This is March." And, or like they'd show people at the bar, like, ah, like wild and crazy. And like, you know, that kind of stuff. And then at the end, it'd say, "This is March." And Casey says that didn't happen.
I just say I don't remember that.
I think that was a thing. I really think so. Because I the thing is, I said it while we're watching March Madness, and I keep saying it, like when something crazy happens.
This is March.
Casey laughs at me. He's like, "Why are you saying
What are you doing?
Because it's funny, and it's a thing. I think it's a thing. And if it's not a thing, it is now. I need to trademark that. What else? Oh, my roast. So I have something to say. My roast. And this roast has been simmering within me for a long time. And I don't think I've ever brought it up. There, at a previous job, there was somebody who did this. And now, at this current job, there's somebody who does this, and it's a pet peeve of mine, and it's not you, Casey, but it's a big pet peeve of mine when people, I'm trying to think, it's been simmering in my head, like, all week. I'm like, this is gonna be my roast, this is gonna be my roast, how do I talk about it? You know people who make too big of a deal out of things, and it's not a big deal. Example. This is not at my current work situation. At a previous work situation, I sat next to somebody, and I hope they're not listening, and like, wow, what the hell?
I was going to call them
it's
out.
It's just annoying. But if you, like, let's say you hit your elbow on something, you're like, oh my God, ow! That stuff drives me crazy. And there's somebody at work who I know will not listen to this. There's somebody at work who literally, like, all the time, just, oh, ow, 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 ow. Like, why are you constantly in pain? You're fine. Like, you're fine. I know other people witness this. Like, people, this is a common thing. There's people who do this, and there's people who don't. And if you're somebody who doesn't know what I'm talking about, you're the person that does this. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I have a feeling.
Do you know? But you've seen it in other situations, too. It's not just one person. Yes. It's like, you've seen the people that do this, and it's like, oh, I just can't even handle it. Like, oh, I got a paper cut. And instead of just, like, if I get a paper cut, I just get a paper cut and then, like, think to myself, oh, no, I got a paper cut. Some people feel the need to be like, oh, my God, I got a paper cut. Oh, like, out loud. And I'm just like, I'm going to freaking lose my mind. And it's like, you do this kind of, Casey, like.
Yeah, but it actually hurts.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
I just vocalize it. Because I say, oh, God damn it, that hurt.
Yeah, but, okay, so the thing that makes me think of with you is, like, with your, because you, like, at your body, like, creaks and cracks, and you'll, like, stand up, and your body, your ankle will crack, you're like, normal people just walk around, their ankle cracks, like, oh, instead of being like, oh, my God.
Mine hurts bad.
I don't feel like I'm explaining this as well as I should be, but I think the people who get it, Do you get it?
That's why I was like, I see why you said this is not about me.
No, it's not about you.
So I'm like,
I mean, it is kind of, but it's different. It's, you guys know. You know if there's somebody who, like,
is just being a pansy.
If they put your, like, if you, it's not Bob. I'm not talking about Bob. it's somebody else. But if you, like, there's people that, like, literally, like, put their hand down too hard on, like, their desk or something. Like, oh, oh. They're just walking around. Oh, oh, ooh. I'm just like, what is going on? Are you okay? And it's just like an over-exaggeration. And I know some people, this particular person, I don't think they even realize they're doing it. And then there's other people. I think a lot of people who do this don't realize that they're doing it. But it's driving me crazy. And it's like, it kind of reminds me of if you, like, get shocked. Like, our file cabinet sometimes shocks people when you open it. It's just, like, the static or whatever. And it's, some people, they're like, get shocked, like, oh. And other people are like, oh, my God.
Electricity.
So that's my roast, because that's, like, the most annoying thing. I know, I deal with a lot of annoying things all day, actually. But that is just something that is just grinding my gears. I just had to let it out. I've been... This is just something we exhibit in everyday life. There are people who do this, and I'm tired of it. Do you have anything to say about that so I don't sound like such a bitch?
I don't know. Couldn't tell
you. You don't think it's annoying?
I think it's annoying. When it's too much, it's too much.
You don't really work in close proximity with people.
That's true.
Anymore. Like, can you imagine when you worked in close proximity, like, it at West Side? Like,
oh, yeah. That's annoying. But, I mean, I just do the same thing I do now when I'm working with somebody and they, like, smash their finger or something. They're like, oh, it hurts so bad. I'm like, dude, just pick it up. Figure it out.
It's just like these little things that are just, most people experience these things every day and just go on with their day. Like everyone hits their knee on something. Everyone hits their elbow. Everyone gets a hangnail. Like these things happen to everybody. Everyone's ankle cracks and it hurts sometimes. But there are certain people who are like, oh my God, my funny bone. I'm like, I'm gonna lose it. Okay, so that's my roast. Sorry, everyone, for being so rude. I'm not the most empathetic person out there.
You're working on it.
Am I, though? No, I'm trying to actually be less empathetic.
Oh, shit.
I don't have time for this. So, are you ready for my list? I have...
Send it.
22 things on my list, and I'll just go really quickly on what this list kind of is. It's like a bucket list, but just for the year, and it's not for the year of 2022. It's from my birthday, which is March 6th, until my next birthday, March 6th again, obviously. So, 27 things to do as I'm 27, and a lot of these I have had on my list previously. So if you guys want to do this and then like do it year over year, there's things that you want to do. Like one of them I keep putting on here is going camping, and we never go camping, so I'm really hoping to get that one off the list. Okay, I'm gonna quickly go through the list. We can talk about some things, but I only have 22 on here, so I still need to add some more. So think.
I'm thinking. Okay. How it's on
number one that's not on my previous lists is get married.
We're doing that.
Yeah, so that's happening.
That's happening.
That's exciting. Another one is going snowmobiling. I actually already checked that off on my birthday, so check.
Bam.
Another one I have on here, I've had this one on there every year, is go in the ocean, because I love visiting the ocean. So hopefully we get to do that soon. Casey keeps telling me we're going to go to the beach. We haven't gone to the beach.
We're going to go to the beach.
I hope so. another one that's on my just bucket list or goals every year is to visit a new state. Last year we went to Utah, and that was amazing. I really want to go to Texas, and we're going to Wisconsin this year. So that's exciting.
It's going to be a good old grand time.
Going to Wisconsin in September. Knock on wood, everything stays according to plan there. What is a state that you would like to go to besides those ones?
I'd like to go to Alaska.
Yeah, I really want to go to Alaska too, actually.
It's probably my number one draft.
That's a tough one, though, because we just would want to go for a long time, and we get, like, a lot of time off.
Stay there.
Yeah, I probably would not want to leave, but who knows? Next one is go to a comedy show. The next one after that is go to a Cougar football game. I want to go to Oregon. We go to Oregon a lot. We used to go a lot. Now we haven't gone in at least a year. Probably about a year and a half. Yeah. And so we like to go to Bend, Oregon, or the coast, or Astoria, or Hood River. And I definitely want to go to Bend in June, but we'll see where else we go in Oregon. I'm getting a little nervous to share all of these.
Yeah, share them all.
Do I have to?
Yep.
Okay, this one's embarrassing because I don't think I've done it in years. And I encourage everyone to try to do this with me. Probably if you're listening to this, you're fine and you've done it, but maybe not. Doing a no screen day.
Yeah, you gotta work on that.
No phone, no TV, no computer, no nothing. That's hard. And you don't even like your screen stuff, but I don't think you've done that.
Yeah, not in a while.
Not in a long time.
Maybe once a year.
So I really want to do that. I want to finish choreographing a dance all the way through. Something I love to do. I already said go camping, go fishing. That's always on there. Jump in a lake. I haven't done that in a while.
I know. I was thinking about that last summer. I'm like, it's been so long since I just jumped in a lake.
I know. We're going to do that. We're going to do it. Drink a bottle of champagne. go to a concert, and this should have been my toast. I forgot.
Jeez, must not be that important.
It is important. I bought tickets to go see Stevie Nicks at the Gorge, and I'm so excited. Yeah, so that's happening. I want to go to a rodeo this year. I have put this one on my list before, and I have done it. Make money outside of my 9-to-5 job. Go on a hike. Even though I don't really like hiking, I want to do it. Just one. I can do it. I want to take a breathwork class. I want to go take a dance class, which is really hard to do, to go do that with other people and all that kind of stuff. But I want to do it. I've had this one on my list before. Read a book of the Bible. I usually pick Esther as the book to read because it's short and I like it, but I want to read a book of the Bible. This one is a little out there for me, but since I now have my book podcast and I have just become such an avid reader again, I've really always been a reader. I know some people didn't like reading when they were a kid or whatever. I loved reading like when I was in middle school, high school. I took a break for a while, but I am like back to how I used to be in middle school, but I'm reading bigger books. I'm just like reading all the time. So I would really like to like just have a conversation. Doesn't need to be recorded or anything, but I just want to have like some kind of conversation with an author. I feel like that is a cool goal to set for me.
Get your favorite author on the podcast.
Greg Olson.
Yeah.
I really want to think about what I would say to Greg Olson because he lives in our town. My favorite author lives in our town. It's so weird, but I've never seen him. He actually lives kind of in the next town over, but it's not really a town. So I don't know what to say. But if I saw him out and about, he just looks like a normal guy, like a normal bald guy. I don't know if I'd even recognize him. I saw him
fencing yesterday.
You know, authors, like, you don't really know their face super well because you know their books and their characters. But anyways, I think that was everything I had on my list so far, unless I skipped something. No screen to choreographed dance. Yeah, I think I said go fishing.
Catch a salmon.
So that's 22. Oh, another one. I always put this one on at the bottom of the list. I just say, get outside my comfort zone. And when I do these, I write them all down in my bullet journal. And then when I do one of them, I write down the date that it happens. And then sometimes like something defining, like if it's like jump in a lake, I'll say like Lake Crescent, whatever date. And so with that, get out of the comfort zone one, I'll usually just write like the date and like whatever it was that made me feel like I did good. Another thing I want to add on here, which sounds super lame, but I need to drive more. But that's not really like all of these are like a singular thing to check off the list, so I don't know how to write that in there. What do you think I should say?
I'd say drive. It has to be a
distance, right?
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, drive like 2 hours away or something. I don't know. But by myself.
Drive to Pullman and back.
That's what I was thinking because I like driving to Pullman, but I don't know. I need to do something with driving because I'm scared. Oh. But yeah. I drove the other day.
You did it.
And I know that sounds super lame to everybody else who drives every single day, but it was a big deal for me. So do you have any ideas for me, KCB? I told you to think.
With the outside of your comfort zone thing?
Or all of these, but yes.
I think you should learn how to drive stick. Oh. Finally.
That doesn't sound like fun for me.
Oh, it's so much fun. Once you get it done, then you'll be like, I want to drive.
Oh, I should put go to the batting cages on there because that's something I've been wanting to do. I really want to.
Well, I'll teach you how to drive stick.
And I asked for suggestions. Somebody said go ziplining. I don't know. How do you feel? Would you go ziplining?
No.
No?
No.
Really? I thought that you would. I would like to do one of those outdoor adventure courses.
That would be fun.
That I would like to do.
I feel like
that would
be more fun than going ziplining.
I also might put this on there, like, go to an amusement park, because I love doing that.
Yeah, that would be good. They've been closed for 2 years.
I know. I want to go. I really want to go and ride a roller coaster. But I don't know if you can ride a roller coaster with me anymore.
What are you talking about? Of course I can.
With your heart, though.
Oh, I don't have a heart.
So, did you have any other ideas?
Any other? All mine are specific. Like I said.
Like what? Like
you catch a salmon.
No, that's too specific. I already have go fishing.
I'll keep my thinking cap on these, and I'll think of something good.
Yeah, I gotta add a couple more things before I want to write the whole list down in my bullet journal. So, I was thinking, is there anything weird that I want to eat? Is there any, like, as I was thinking, maybe I want to try escargot, because that's, like, on my food bucket list.
I'm talking about specific. Shit.
It can be specific. That's okay. But the thing with the salmon one is it's too similar to, like, go fishing. I don't need to catch a salmon to be happy.
I guess that's true. We catch enough fish.
Never enough fish, Casey.
No, well, obviously. We will catch more
fish. You're not very talkative today.
I know.
You were more talkative last week and we recorded for like 10 minutes.
I was super talkative last week. I don't know, like me, I want to catch fish on your grandpa's fly rod. I'm doing that this year.
This isn't about you. No, I'm just kidding.
But that's really specific.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to think of like 3 more things to add to my list and it'll be done. And I've gone through my previous lists and there wasn't a lot on there that I didn't already have in this one that like still applied, that I would still want to do. But if you guys have any ideas that you're like, you need to add this to your list, just reach out, just message me and maybe I'll add it to my list. I had one before, visit a new national park that I haven't been to. That's kind of hard.
Yeah, it is. Because, I mean, what would be the next closest national park?
I think Crater Lake. Is that a national park? Yeah, that's a national park, not a state park. That's one I would really like to go to, Crater Lake in Oregon.
That'd be cool. And that would knock the hiking off, too.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, the hike to it, I guess. I think. I don't know. I need to do some research, I guess.
Yeah. So, I think that's everything.
That'll do her?
That'll do it for today.
All right.
Okay.
All right, okay.
This episode's really just tapering off at the end. Thanks so much for your help on this
one. Dude, I am just, like, full to the brim with energy.
I can tell. You're really kind of annoying me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess that's it. Casey's just going to go to bed. But thank you guys for listening to this episode of the podcast. And we'll be back next time. I almost signed off with my other podcast sign off. And we'll be back next time to talk about more books. That's what I say over there.
Over where? Another studio?
In the office. Pish posh pages. We'll be back next time to talk about whatever it is we want to talk about. In the meantime,
party on.
Party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.